Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we still have those Friday five questions. Daryl's coming up in 20 minutes. He was at the game. We still will. Yeah, why not? Because the first one is a basketball question. And I did ask going into the break. Like, I know that wasn't the malice in the palace, and nobody would have wanted that. But it was awesome. It was awesome. You never want to see your superstar have to go to the ground or fight. That's not what your superstar is supposed to do. But, man, I think the Cavs needed some toughness. I think the fans needed some toughness out of this team, and they got it yesterday. They bullied the bully, and they won yesterday, beating the Memphis Grizzlies 128-113. I did ask people, what would you call this? More average than most said, we all know about the malice in the palace, but did you see the whack in the sack? We do have audio from yesterday's game. This was JB Bickerstaff, Owen, right after the big victory. Now, that was Kevin Harlan.
If you ask me my personal opinion, I would say no. If somebody makes a play like that, you should have the right to stand up for yourself. I mean, it was a cheap shot in multiple ways. You know, you roll a guy's ankle, and then obviously whatever was next out of there, a guy should have the right to stand up for himself. You know, I thought Donovan did that. That's one thing. I'm proud of our guys. You know, we don't have, you know, those guys that start, but we got guys that don't run from. And you have to in this league. You have to stand up for yourself. That's what he did, and then that's what his teammates had his back.
You know, they don't have guys that start. I did lead the show today with, and I don't know, is this unpopular? Or do you think people would agree with me, Garrett? I think they do need some guys. They need one guy that starts blank. I do think in the NBA, you need a guy. You also kind of need some protection for, you know, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. They're not the biggest guys in the world. I mean, Donovan is actually pretty physically imposing, but you know what I mean. And you saw it last night. But, you know, you got these two guards, and they got two centers, but they're nice. They're nice guys. Your two centers are great elite defenders, but they're nice. You know, you mentioned Steven Adams did not play yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you do wonder, like, what would that have looked like if Steven Adams was out there?
Oh, yeah, because he's not. All these guys are going to be back for the playoffs. Don't nobody miss no games in playoffs, so. You know, I think there's a little bit of mirroring going on here. Like, when you look at what I don't know who spoke first, JB or Donovan, but, you know, JB is mirroring what Donovan Mitchell said, right? And he's saying, hey, I don't want my guys going out there, you know, cheap-shotting guys. But look, yeah, I'm kind of glad we got into one of those little things. And I'm actually kind of glad we responded the way we did. So I think it's a little bit of JB is actually understanding the urgency, because you said yourself, some of the comments he had before seemed like he was coddling people. Like, I think that, you know, sometimes people, we want JB to understand, like, look, man, it's the nice stories is over. You know what I'm saying? All those niceties are over, and you're trending towards a season where you can make the playoffs. But you're not trending in the right place to get where you need to go. You're not trending in a place where you need to win a playoff series. And I don't think people get this either. You know, Donovan Mitchell, you know, the way his contract is set up and the way that he has the years left on his roster, the Cleveland Cavaliers need to go far if they want to keep a player like him. They got to go to the finals. They got to at least be in the finals. Or there's no incentive for him to be in a place where he can, you know, lose in the first round. He can lose in the first round in New York. He lose in the first round in Utah.
Well, do you think Donovan, his reputation, because certain guys, their reputation becomes their reputation fairly or unfairly, and sometimes on the backs of what their teammates or their situation is. Kevin Durant was not getting the love after a few trips to the Western Conference Finals. He'd gone obviously, to the team that lost to LeBron James in the NBA Finals when he was on, Oklahoma City,
yep.
and LeBron was on the Heat. And eventually, Kevin Durant's like, I can't take this anymore. I can't take this. My reputation should be a winner. I am a winner. I am an unbelievable talent. And what did he do? He ended up having to go to the Warriors to change that reputation. I don't know if the reputation totally changed. We do view him as one of the greats because he clearly is. He's an unbelievable talent. Sometimes that motivates these guys. Do you think that's there with Donovan? Because eventually Donovan wants to be all NBA. He's never been all NBA before. I think he will this year. Mm-hmm. He's never really been in the MVP conversation. He has been until, you know, he went down. He has been in the MVP conversation this year. What do you think that reputation is of Donovan Mitchell? Does it matter to him?
Of course. I think reputation matters more to basketball players than any other sport. It's the badge of honor. That's why so many people are sensitive on Twitter. That's why Kevin Durant has burner accounts. That's why Kyrie Irving, even though when he was 2016, he's getting the most shots on the team, hit the biggest shot in history. He's already thinking like, okay, well, my legacy, how this is LeBron's team. I'm always going to be known as an understudy. So it's kind of like these guys they come into the league, and if you're a prime time player, you're automatically thinking about what my legacy is, right? I can name you about 7 or 7 to 10 players who are on that same trajectory. You look at a guy like Luka Doncic. Luka's great, right? But we're already talking about, oh, well, I mean, are the Mavs wasting his prime? Or, you know, is he going to ever be able to get to where he need to go based on the surrounding? Damian Lillard gets 60. But it's like Damian Lillard is like, okay, so what? It's Damian Lillard.
What does Damian Lillard need? Needs a change of scenery,
yep.
right? How many years does he owe the team that drafted him? He's been there forever.
His whole life. And he was a 4-year player. So he already kind of old now. So, you know, so some of these things, you know, Dame, and that's why Dame got, you know, he raps. He's trying to be, you know, he was like, if I can't win a championship, I'm going to tell you I can rap, and I'm going to rap about why I'm not winning championships. It's like, so yeah, it's one of those things where these guys live and die with what we say, whether or not they're going to be a top-notch player, Hall of Famer. And we put so much on championships, right or wrongly, that it's almost like if you don't even win a championship, you are nobody. We do Charles Barkley like that.
We do. Interesting conversation. We'll pick it up again with Daryl, who was at the game last night. We'll also talk some Browns with him. You ready for the Friday Five?
Let's do it.
All right. A little late, but we'll get to it. Friday Five. And we're out of time. No. Which team would the Cavs most likely beat in a playoff series? The Celtics, the Bucks, the Sixers, or the Nets? I know my answer. I think it's easy.
So how does it go? It goes 1-8, 2-7, 3-6.
Well, but because of the play-in, it turns out to be one versus the team that lost the first game or the team. Yeah, it's a whole confusing.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to you after the break.
After the play-in. So
they changed the format.
So I'm guessing the Cavs will come I think they'll come in fifth in the Eastern Conference. If you're the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference, who are you playing?
It might be the Nets.
Well, they will probably lose to them.
They'll be underdogs, but the question, you avoided the question altogether, Garrett. You're not playing along. Which team would the Cavs most likely beat in a playoff series?
Oh, I thought you said loss. I couldn't read correctly. It's a little early for me. Most likely beat in a playoff series.
Of those teams, I say the Nets. The Nets haven't figured out the Simmons part. They have two guys on the floor that can't shoot free throws that you can get into fouling scenarios to slow down if KD or Kyrie are on a run. You know, there are ways. I think it's the Nets.
I think it's the Sixers. And the reason I say it's the Sixers.
The red hot Sixers.
And the reason I say it's the Sixers is because James Harden is going, he'll break down at some point. He's done it the last 4 years, five
years.
We're
waiting on that. Yep.
You're waiting on the collapse. He already missed some time this year. Embiid will dominate. But I think that they got a better chance with the Sixers than the Nets.
All right, will Sean Payton save Russell Wilson next season? Will the Broncos contend for an AFC wild card?
Ironically, I'll say yeah.
I kind of think so too.
I think yeah, man.
There were signs at the end of the year for Russ. Yeah. And I think Payton is going to come in and be able to establish something that obviously his predecessor was not able to do. All right, Jason Kelce will bring his pregnant wife and her obstetrician to the Super Bowl next week in Arizona. You know, like rich people do. If you were in the same position, would you do this? Because she's going to be in the suite, and they're worried about her, you know, the whole water
they
situation.
Brought the birthing pool in.
Right. I mean, I pay extra.
The midwife.
I pay extra money to bring my Jordans on a plane. I could
wait. Come again?
I pay extra money because you don't got carry on bags, right? They're like, hey, you have three pairs of shoes. You're only here 2 days.
why would you bring so many shoes?
Why would we bring that many shoes? If I'm bringing that many shoes, what do you think a NFL veteran is getting? Of course, I mean, if you got it, you got it.
Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo are done, apparently, and will move on. That's what Shanahan said. They're going to go with Trey Lance and Brock Purdy next year. Who gets the starting job in San Francisco?
Is Brock Purdy, does he have a Tommy John surgery?
He's going to be late to the party.
Yeah. 6 months.
Oh, it's Trey Lance.
What, UCL injury? Is that what they called it? The Ukel?
Yeah, he can't.
Made him say Ukel.
It'll be Trey Lance, but I will tell you, it won't be Trey Lance keeping a job. I think Purdy takes over some point in the midseason, and you know, they keep it moving. But yeah, I'll go with Trey Lance to start.
If you were asked to participate in the Pro Bowl Skills Competition this weekend, which games would you do well in? Here are your choices: dodgeball, precision passing, gridiron gauntlet, that would be the relay race, or best catch.
Oh, easy money. dodgeball. I was actually put on the restricted list. I was lighting girls up in gym class. Garrett, you can't be throwing that ball that hard. And I know you're aiming at their head. I know you're aiming. I said, no.
Garrett's like, you want some equality? They're in the game. We're going to play the game.
I had a different line I had to throw the ball from. I couldn't get up to the line. I'm like, bro, this is – shout out to Coach Neff, man. He's just like, Garrett, you don't know – listen, no headshots for you, bro. Pause.
Garrett, we ran plays in gym. We had – I'm not kidding. We ran plays. We had three different plays to try to lull you into a false sense of security on the front line. We would throw the ball to a buddy. We'd have a buddy hide. Almost like kind of pretend like you've seen that play in basketball, the college basketball game where somebody gets down and barks like a dog.
And then you push them over.
That's why I always lay down in the wear the same color as what the center circle is and lay down there. They don't see you.
Listen, you want to get serious about dodgeball.
These guys.
You know, they did that slap competition. How do we not have a real dodgeball? Yeah, how do we not have a real dodgeball?
That should be on television.
Like, I know there are leagues that are pretty high up. How do we not have this as a television spectacle and get some of the better athletes on this? Because you've seen it. You've seen some videos of some dudes just wrecking.
Or the hide-and-go-seek. Have you seen the hide-and-go-seek?
No.
Oh,
no.
The hide-and-go-seek where they're running.
I have watched professional tag league.
That's
before.
That's it. That's the tag league.
Okay, that's the one. Yeah.
That's what we call hide. You get it.
All right, that's it for the Friday Five. Daryl Ryder was at, what did the dude on Twitter call it again? The smack and the sack? We'll get that next. His reaction here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. All right, apparently.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A broadcaster had an intervention, according to a report. We'll get to that. Cavaliers, a big winner.
So that's where Ken is right now?
To be determined. And by the way, by the end of this, I do want to play for Daryl a clip from a cocky broadcaster in another city. Because I want to ask Daryl when that's going to be the case for us in this city. We go out to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. And of course, as always, his coverage brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Daryl, you were there last night?
Yeah, I was.
All right, I missed the game. I missed the game because I had a lucrative speaking engagement. A very prestigious club on the west side, thanks to the kind folks at the Bay Village Club. They fed me, Daryl, so I had to speak.
I had someone tell me it's pronounced Bay Village.
I refuse to.
Okay.
I refuse to. And I'm in the east part of Bay. So
good for you.
I'm not where the hoity-toity dwell. But
Yeah, okay.
But because of that, I missed the game. My phone blew up. So obviously I went home, ended up watching how it all transpired, and the Cavaliers got the big win. What was it like to be there as that unfolded?
Well, it kind of came out of nowhere. And just from my vantage point, I couldn't directly see what set Donovan Mitchell off until I saw the replay. And then the moment I saw the replay, I was like, oh, yeah, Brooks is lucky to be walking away from this at this point. But, it was a physical basketball game. It was a really good game up until that point. And then after that, the Cavs just were angry and, you know, took the boots to the Grizzlies. It was a galvanizing moment for them. And big picture, maybe that this ultimately can be a good thing for this basketball team. But yeah, that got ugly in a hurry. Mitchell, well within his rights to go after Brooks, made it very clear after the game that this is not the first time that this has occurred where Brooks has done something like this or tried to do something like this. And that the NBA, frankly, needs to step in and take care of this situation so Brooks, knocks off those type of shenanigans. But, yeah, Brooks got lucky because he deserved a beating for pulling a stunt like that.
Daryl, do you think, me and Lyman have been talking about it all morning. There's a level of, nastiness that needs to come along with, playing winning playoff basketball. Is this the type of thing where you can look at it and say Donovan Mitchell kind of brings that nastiness? And do they need to, mirror that type of, that play?
Well, it was interesting because in a way that came up after the game, Garrett. And I thought that J.B. Bickerstaff had some pretty good comments, in that realm. Where he basically said, hey, you know what? Sometimes people mistake our kindness for weakness. Just because they're not a trash-talking bunch, they don't stir stuff up on the floor, that doesn't mean that they are incapable of being a tough, physical within the rules type of basketball team. And, the positive that I took away from last night is, Memphis, number two team in the Western Conference, very physical team, right? They'll mix it up with guys, but I like the Cavaliers, ability and willingness to match that physicality and really take it to them. So I look at last night as a positive. It's unfortunate. Hopefully Brooks gets disciplined and it's the end of it for Donovan Mitchell. Because, again, I think you should. I agree with him. I agree with J.B. Bickerstaff. When you have a dirty play like that, you should have the right to defend yourself without, further punishment. They were within the rule. He threw the basketball, so he has to be ejected. I'm not arguing that. Bickerstaff, Mitchell didn't necessarily agree with that part of it either, but that's the way the rule book's written. So he had to be ejected for that. Hopefully that's the end of it for him. So, Darius Garland, I asked him, what's the personality of this team? And he kind of laughed for a minute as he kind of collected himself, for an answer. And the message he gave is basically, hey, man, yeah, we're a bunch of good dudes, but don't mess with us. And because if you do, we'll come after you. We have that capability and the willingness to do that, even though that's not, how we play the game.
Daryl Ryder with us, talking Cavs. He was at the game last night. Boy, that was interesting what you just said, because Bickerstaff after the game said, we don't start stuff, but, basically yeah. We'll finish it.
The PG version of what he said, but yes, that was the message.
Yeah, and Daryl, I find that interesting what you said, Darius Garland said. I think that's actually one of the issues with the Cavs. And it's not like I think they have a laundry list of issues.
They're too nice?
I think they're too nice. I think that was nice to see yesterday. Now, unfortunately, you don't want to see your superstar have to be the guy, but he was targeted. Right. You kind of want your superstars to be protected and other guys to have to do the dirty work. That's kind of an issue. They don't have that guy. They don't even remember Zydrunas would back LeBron in those early right. years when he was just a pup coming into the league. They don't really have that. And last night, I hope that's a galvanizing moment for the team. It was getting kind of weird around the team. The bizarre press conference from Bickerstaff the day before where it almost sounded like he wanted to lower the expectations. A little thin skin, I thought he came off. But I do think they have a bunch of nice guys. Do you think maybe last night will be a moment that kind of changes that?
I don't know if it will change it. But I think that what it does is kind of put the league on notice that if you mess with us, we will defend ourselves. We will fight back. We don't want to. That's not what we're about. But, they'll do it. I think that they handled it well. I mean, the officials did a good job making sure that situation didn't escalate. But the players and the coaching staffs got involved in that melee in a hurry. I mean, Brooks got tackled by the security guard, which two things. One, saved him from getting his you-know-what beat, and deservedly so. And then secondly, it might have saved Donovan Mitchell from a suspension, because Donovan Mitchell was ready to administer the beating. So I look at that like that actually ended up being a good thing there.
I know we're not, Memphis Sports Talk Radio, but if you are Dylan Brooks and you get tackled like that by, that is what, their own security? Is that right, or is that the Cavs security?
No, that was Grizzlies bench security, either security or assistant coach. I couldn't see specifically who it was.
That was a good tackle. It was a good form tackle.
A textbook tackle.
I think whole thing is kind of humiliating for Dylan Brooks.
I mean, dropped the shoulder, went right in, wrapped up, took to the ground, little gator roll in there. I mean, put that on the film and send that over to 76 La Groza Boulevard.
Daryl, we were going over the teams that the Cavaliers could possibly face in the playoffs. We know there's still going to be a lot of jockeying for position. You have a trade deadline as well, so we'll see if any of the other teams make moves. The Cavs are really not expected to make a huge move. They might get an ancillary piece, a shooter, which they desperately need. With all that said, are you looking at matchups? Is there a team that you're like, all right, I think the Cavs, even though they might be underdogs against maybe this team or that team, that is a team I'd like to see in the playoffs and be a good challenge, but we think we could actually win.
Well, if the playoffs started today, they got to play Brooklyn. And if that happens, it's going to be a short playoff run. I do not want to see the Brooklyn Nets in the first round.
Really?
No, I don't.
I'm not as scared as I thought I might be, just because I think they've got a decent head coach now.
Yeah, but Katie and Kyrie take that series over, and that's the I don't think that's a good matchup for the Cavaliers.
When they played here, I think about a month ago, they was, you know, the Brooklyn Nets was on fire. I mean, they just. Yeah. I mean, they got two guys, and we kind of seen it with LeBron and Kyrie. They got two guys that, you know, they, even if Simmons plays horrible, and they got some other guys that they, you know, they would have to make some shots. But, I mean, you got two guys to get 50. Equalizer.
Yeah, and, you know, the Cavaliers are one of the best defensive teams via a lot of metrics right now in the league. But when I look at the Eastern Conference, it's really the Celtics, the Bucks, and the 76ers, and everybody else. Like, even though the Nets are in that four spot, I don't necessarily consider them conference or NBA title contenders. The Cavaliers certainly aren't. You know, the goal for them is to get into the playoffs via a top six spot, avoid the play-in tournament, get that seven-game playoff series. But, you know, JB, you know, said this week, actually, he said last night, because I asked him about the trade deadline, and he said that he really likes this group. He doesn't think that they're desperate to where they have to make a move. Frankly, I don't know that they have the assets to make a significant move. And I'm of the mindset, Anthony, to ride this group out. Let's see what they can do, because that's part of this year. Let's see how JB Bickerstaff handles a playoff series and late game situations and things like that, right? Let's see how this group does. And then in the offseason, you really have the barometer. You know where you really get to see where your strengths and your weaknesses are. And then in the offseason, hopefully you can, you know, do something to impact the team. But I think the most important thing, get Kevin Love healthy. Get him going again. Because I really think that he can still help and contribute to this team. He just can't right now. I watched him warm up a couple of times, and it's tough to watch. His three-point shot, it just isn't there. That thumb.
And if he doesn't have that, right, you're not playing him, because you know he's not helping you defensively.
100%. So, like, go ahead, you know, sit him down. You know, I'm not criticizing Kevin. Just, like, let him heal so that he's ready to go for the stretch run for you, because I would rather have Kevin Love available from March through April and hopefully into May than him on the floor struggling here in February trying to tough out a couple of injuries.
Daryl, yesterday on the Afternoon Drive show, John Kincaid, I used to hear him all the time on CBS Radio, was a host in Atlanta. Now he's back at his hometown, Philadelphia. He was on yesterday, and something struck me by the way, the tone of his conversation. He was asked about the Super Bowl matchup, and he starts talking about Mahomes, but then listen to what he has to say.
I think Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player in the NFL, period. He's the greatest player. He's not the most valuable player, though. Jalen Hurts is the most valuable player in the NFL. The Eagles are winning the Super Bowl, so I know that it's going to be another party down Broad Street. They're winning this game. They're better in almost every single category that you can compare the two teams.
All right, that was yesterday, and I was driving in my car, and I'm like, Kincaid is not a homer. He's like an anti-homer. I was stunned to hear how confident he was, because I thought to myself, I've never been that confident about any of my teams and their chances to win a championship ever. Even the LeBron team that won, I never thought that team was going to win in 2016, yeah, especially when they were down 3-1. I know Dustin Fox thought it could happen. I did not. Have you ever felt that confident about a team in this city having a chance to win it all?
No. No. I mean, the Cavaliers and Indians / Guardians.
Indians 97. What about Indians 97 when they got to the World Series?
You know what? I take it back. I take it back. In 2016, when they were up 3-1, I remember sitting there saying, "Holy crap, the Cavs and Indians are about to have championship parades, like, you know, unbelievable. This is like amazing." And then that happened in the final three games. So yeah, 2016 when the Indians were up 3-1, I thought they had the Cubs beat. And, but look, Philadelphia's good. I think Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the game. So I don't know every single position the Eagles have the advantage for the Super Bowl, but.
Oh, the lines, their lines are unbelievable. We talked about their defense having four different players that have 11 or more sacks. That's insanity.
I know. I think this game, has the potential to be an all-time classic. I really do. The matchup is fascinating. I do give the edge to the Eagles, but Mahomes has been there before. He's won. I know Philadelphia has too, but I think that there's something to be said for the experience. It's just a different. It's a different week, right? I mean, they have that. What I don't even remember what they call opening night or whatever it's called, right? Where every clown in entertainment media shows up and asks dumb, ridiculous questions of guys, right? It's a different week. But I really think that this Super Bowl has the potential to become one of the all-time classics that we could be talking about for years.
Could it be so big that even Ken Carmen will watch the Super Bowl for the first time?
He
ignores it every year, he says.
What?
He says he doesn't care.
Ken doesn't watch the Super Bowl?
He says the Browns aren't in it, he doesn't care.
For the love of...
Isn't that a prerequisite for the role, right? Don't you kind of have to, like... You got to watch it?
You got to watch this. The Kelce brothers might be the closest Cleveland gets to a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Let's see, Daryl, you had to go there.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person. I did. I'm kidding.
All right, Daryl. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, a thought on what Kincaid said about the Eagles, because I want to get Garrett's thoughts. We are, you know, a week plus out from the Super Bowl. And who can you compare the Browns to? A team this year in the AFC. Garrett has that comparison. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. I got people texting me that's...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ridiculous what Kincaid just said.
It is. It's out of pocket.
That he said there is a huge talent discrepancy in the Super Bowl.
No, it's not. Patrick Mahomes is probably the most gifted quarterback I've ever seen in my life. And the fact that he's Patrick Mahomes and unproven Jalen Hurts is crazy that you just... What do you think? Like, come on, man. You got Kelce. What do you think, bro? You got Andy Reid. Come on, dog. Andy Reid versus a couple-year-old coach. Come on now. You crazy.
All right, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Ken Carmen. Kenny, I had that speaking engagement last night.
How'd it go?
You know what? Good. It was weird to read the room. I wasn't sure if some of the stuff would go over, and I just met the guys. I didn't know a lot of them. So then as it went on, Q&A went well and then really hit the stride. The questions I was asked the most about, one of them was about you. Another one was people want to know what you're really like.
What? God, what did you tell them? I don't want to know. Go ahead.
I'll tell you another time. Number two, why is it the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima? That was the second question.
And I always ask that question myself.
And the third question was, why has such and such former sports talk show host at 92.3 The Fan not at Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan? Those were the most frequent questions.
Well, I'm certainly not going to answer that. I can't answer that one.
I answered it. I answered every single one because they said everything that is at the Bay Village Prestigious Men's Club stays at the Prestigious Bay Village Men's Club.
I mean, there could be – I mean, we've been here 12 years, 11, 12 years. That could be a lot of people.
It was.
You a member now?
It was a lot of people.
Are you a member now?
They said I'm an honorary member and I don't have to pay dues. So I can go there for the free meal.
Is it good? Was it good food?
It was excellent, except for – they made an Italian sandwich only because I was a speaker, and I thought that was offensive. I said, what would you have done if Garrett Bush was the speaker today? They shut up real fast.
I told him, listen, you already know what the answer it is, man. Listen, there's only one good answer, man.
Garrett?
Huh?
No, I'm not answering.
You ain't going to answer? I'll answer. You don't want?
Nope.
Okay. All right, you don't want to know what
off.
I like
I'm
to eat?
I'm literally not going to get fired on my day off. It's not going to happen.
All right, Ken, I want to play for you, John Kincaid. Would you ever consider John Kincaid a homer? I would not.
No. Why? No.
Okay. I mean, unless he was, like, talking politics on a certain side, I'd say he's a homer. But here is John Kincaid yesterday on the afternoon show.
I think Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player in the NFL, period. He's the greatest player. He's not the most valuable player, though. Jalen Hurts is the most valuable player in the NFL. The Eagles are winning the Super Bowl, so I know that it's going to be another party down Broad Street. They're winning this game. They're better in almost every single category that you can compare the two teams.
Kenny, I thought that was one of the biggest homer statements that I've heard a radio show host make, especially a flamethrower like Kincaid, a guy that pulls no punches, Kenny. Now, you've been a self-admitted homer before. Have you ever sounded like that?
No. God, no. 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 I mean, you're making me attack John, and it's going to end up in Barrett Sports Media. And I'm not going to do it because I respect John too much. I like John.
We love John. That's why my ears perked up. I'm like, that doesn't sound like Kincaid. And I asked Garrett, like, when have we ever been that cocky?
Philadelphia is a good football team. No, we've never been that cocky. I've never been that cocky. I've never been that cocky.
Should we be?
First off, define homerism. Define homerism.
6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Shut up. Do I or do I not eventually accept the truth?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Thank you. Do you have to help me there to get there sometimes? Yes. Yes, you do. But under the typical, hey, do I tune in to 92.3 The Fan and two guys are yelling Super Bowl, Super Browns? Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. But this, you're just not accepting facts. Patrick Mahomes is the best to do it. And when you're saying most valuable player, I'm sorry, Chad Henne's not doing it. But what John is doing, he's making me tear down Jalen Hurts, a quarterback I like, a quarterback I defended, to build up my argument for Patrick Mahomes. I don't need to do that. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, but I think that if you're taking one of the two teams are tough. The defenses are tough. I think Kansas City is underrated, and there's a guy in that room who would agree with me on that. And that's why I would probably take Kansas City to win this football game and probably prove John wrong.
I'll go ahead and help you out here, bro.
Thank you.
I don't know, John. Shout out to him. I have heard him sometimes, but come on, man. When anytime you pull out he's the best, but not really this year. He's the best player, but really is he the MVP for? Stop it. Patrick Mahomes is the most valuable player in the league. He makes $500 trillion. He's the best player. And if he didn't play, guess what? I've seen the Eagles before. I've seen the Eagles before win with a quarterback named Nick Foles. Hey, Chiefs ain't going nowhere without Patrick Mahomes, dog. They're not.
It's true. But Garrett, I'll tell you this. I appreciate the help, but the problem is that Barrett Sports Media is still going to quote me.
Yeah, they're going to say you just said, they're going to say that Ken said it.
Like they did with Tone last week. They gave Tone's quotes to me, and I was like, all right, well, thanks for the publicity, but they're not. That's not what I said. It's what Lima said.
But shout out to Barrett Sports Media. Yeah, I was there the other day, man. Appreciate it. Hey, put them words on me. That was me, G. Bush, a.k.a. G. Baby.
Kenny.
At G. Bush 91, a.k.a. G. Baby.
Yes. Kenny, I went to a basketball game last night, and a wrestling match broke out, you know? What'd you think? What'd you think yesterday? They're okay, calling
so
it the whack and the sack.
I wanted to tell you guys, but I wanted to see if you guys would bring it up yourselves. Now, I listened a little bit today. Did you guys bring up exactly where Donovan Mitchell's from yet?
Actually, Garrett, take it away.
Hey, listen. Donovan Mitchell gave him all that smoke, bro. I've never heard nobody in Cleveland ever give smoke like that to somebody else. When he said, "Listen, I've been undressing you. I've been beating your ankles up for well over 45 years." He called him out in a way that I loved, and I think they should call everybody out just like that.
But do you know where he's from?
New York.
No, not just New York, ladies and gentlemen. The Mean Street Posse is back. He went
the Mean
to
Street
Tunis
Posse
Country Day School, and it hit me like a ton of bricks last night. I was getting ready to go to bed, and I'm looking. I go, didn't his dad work for the Mets or something? I'm looking at it. I go, I heard something. And I was looking at Wikipedia. I was like, that's right. He's from Greenwich, Connecticut. I go, I wonder if they're going to find it tomorrow. Donovan Mitchell, break out the vest. The Mean Street Posse is back.
I'm
so proud of Donovan Mitchell, but I did have one thing to say. I did have one thing to say, Tone. I watched this on mute, and then I rewinded and went back. Yeah. A lot of people are beating up Reggie Miller.
Yeah, they are.
I got to tell you guys, and I think you guys may understand where I stand. It is – I don't want to believe another man, another grown man, would on purpose hit another man below the belt.
You don't think it was intentional?
I do think it was intentional. And at first I thought it was intentional, but when I first saw it, I go, oh, my God, he hit him in the fellas. I go, well, was that really intentional? And I turned it up, and I'm listening to it, and then we saw the angle, and I go, oh, my God, I cannot believe this idiot really hit him in the fellas intentional. I know it was intentional, but I don't want to believe it's intentional. I know it's intentional. I believe it's intentional. I have to believe it's intentional. I have to believe that Donovan Mitchell is justified in his reaction because I can't blame Donovan Mitchell for reacting that way because once you get hit in the fellas by another man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you shouldn't get suspended.
I can't believe a grown man would do such a thing.
Oh, it happens.
Sorry. It's embarrassing. There are videos popping up of Donovan Mitchell, Dylan Brooks trying to instigate in years past. And so Donovan obviously has that memory. And I loved how composed. Yeah. I loved how composed he was in the press conference. It almost seemed sociopathic how Donovan Mitchell was talking about it in the press conference. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
It's honestly, like, if you think about the all-time, leave wrestling out of it, but in real life, the all-time things that a guy can do to another guy. I mean, that's one of the low life, worst things, chicken bleep things you can do. It's hit a guy in the fellas on purpose. That's bad. That's real bad. So Donovan Mitchell, I'm glad the only thing he was able to do was throw a basketball, because if you're able to take a basketball players, Lamy, you bring this up all the time. We look at a bunch of basketball players, like, we don't see them the way that they're seen on the floor. I mean, these are giants. These are monsters of men. If you're just able to take a guy with one arm and rip him down, it's a good thing somebody jumped in there. Whoever that assistant was who jumped in and made that tackle, it's a good thing. I'm glad for Donovan Mitchell. I'm glad for Dylan Brooks. I'm glad for everybody.
Kenny, enjoy your day off.
I'm going to go get my backiotomy now. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you Monday. Thank you, Kenny. Talk to you later. There he is.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Ken Carman, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. More on that, more on what went down yesterday. And do you believe this is that jumping off point for the Cavs? A galvanizing moment yesterday that we absolutely loved. That's straight up ahead here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.